AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A search underway in the Atlantic for a missing sub that takes people to see the wreckage of the Titanic. Norman Hall has details.
OceanGate Expedition says its submersible Titan has been overdue since Sunday night. The vessel, which can carry five, including tourists, was in an area about 435 miles south of St. John's, Newfoundland. An air and sea search is being led by the U.S. Coast Guard, Rear Admiral John Mauger.
We understand from the operator of the vessel that the vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability if there was an emergency on board.
The expedition was OceanGate's third annual voyage to see the Titanic, which struck an iceberg and sank in 1912, killing all but about 700 of the roughly 2,200 passengers and crew aboard. I'm Norman Hall.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's left Beijing after a visit China says marks a new beginning. Blinken said this after meeting with President Xi Jinping.
The relationship was at a point of instability, and both sides recognized the need to work to stabilize it.
However, Blinken was rebuffed on a request to bolster military communications. Britain's House of Commons has resoundingly endorsed a report finding former Prime Minister Boris Johnson lied to lawmakers about parties in his office during the pandemic that flouted lockdown rules. His predecessor, fellow Conservative Theresa May.
If people see us making rules for them and acting as if they are not for us, that trust that I spoke about between the public and Parliament is undermined.
After damaging weekend storms across the South, more than 300,000 customers remain without power amid sweltering heat. Damage assessments ongoing in Mississippi, where multiple tornadoes overnight killed at least one person. Meantime, in the central Atlantic, Tropical Storm Brett has formed. This is AP News. High art being turned into body art at Amsterdam's Rembrandt House Museum.
The museum has transformed one of its rooms into a tattoo parlor for a residency for tattoo artist Henk Schiffmacher. It calls a poor man's Rembrandt.
That is a juxtaposition. That is a
he describes this latest project as a juxtaposition from highbrow to lowbrow. Visitors can get their own permanent reminder of Rembrandt. Museum director Milo Habesma says the skin is a canvas.
People have tattoos. They also build collections of tattoos. So in a way, they treat their body as a museum.
Yuri Lutsting was getting the needle and trying to stay calm.
It hurts, but it's very, very cool. A very unique experience. And I'm really trying to concentrate and not moving too much.
Schiffmacher says it's a different type of canvas. This canvas can talk to you, move too much, float, and even faint. And that didn't happen for Rembrandt. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.